Parshas Behar Shini Perek Chafei Pasuk Gittes. V'nasat ha'aretz p'riya v'chaltem b'sova. And the land will give its fruit and you will eat it to satisfaction. V'shaftem l'vetach aleha and you will securely on it. Rashi says v'nasat ha'aretz v'gomer v'shaftem l'vetach aleha. Shlo to the end, tagenu, you will not be worried. V'shnas b'tzoros on years of drought. V'chaltem b'sova ach b'soch ha'mayim. Me'ayim t'yel lo b'racha. Even in the innards, there will be a blessing. You with a small amount of food will be satisfied. Pasukha. And if you will say, what will we eat on the seventh year? Behold, we will not sow and we will not gather our crop. Rashi says, we will not gather into the house. Wine, fruit from the tree, after those of the field, which come on their own without anyone selling. And I will command my blessing upon you. And the yield of crop will be sufficient for 3 years. Rashi says, for part of the sixth. Until from recent to Rosh Hashanah, Rashi's in the seventh year, Lashmin is in the eighth year, Shiyizr Bashmi's because the plant in the eighth, from Rachashwam, the Kach Bidisan, and the next year, in the Nisan they'll harvest. Pasukhov base. Then you will sow the 8th year. Yashan, and you'll eat from the old crop. Until the 8th year, another the 9th year. Until you arrive all of its crop, you'll eat the old. Rashi says, Ad Shana HaTishis, Ad Chagasuk, until Sukkis, Shal Tishis of the 9th year. Shu is bowed, Tivasal Shal Shimono, with Sochabayas. Shakol Yimosakayats, Hoybasada, Begronos, or Betishrei, who eats a sifrobayis, because this is the time of the crop that they eat, they're coming into the house on Sukkot of the ninth, because in the summer of the 8th year, they came and they were brought into the field and onto the threshing floor, and on Tishrei they're brought into the house. And sometimes, sometimes they have 7-4 years of production to have old crop. But Shishis in the 6th year, Shalfnei Shemitah, Shvius, before the 7th year, Shane Batil and Abodat Bakar, because it would be idle from working at the land. For 2 straight years, from the 7th and the old year, Mikra Zenemar, and this pasuk is saying only 3 years, on other times when there's no Yovel involved, but it could be for also as well. Pasuk of Gimel Ha'aretz, Losimacher, and the land should not be sold, Litzmisus, for eternity, for severing, Kili Ha'aretz, for the land is mine, Kiger Mitzel Shervim Atemi Ladi, for your sojourners and residents with me, and Rashi says, it's to make a little assay with respect to returning fields to the original owners on the year of Yovel. The buyer should not hold on to it. Litzmisus with Saka for severing. The Mechir Psuka Shalom is for a categorical everlasting sale that severs the original owner from his field. Kili Haret. Al Farai Nechabah. You don't let your eye be evil on it. Do not do return it begrudgingly. The entire land of your ancestral heritage, you shall provide redemption for the land. Rashi says, the rabbis bought him to clean houses, but Evid Ivri, your servant. This is explicit in the first paragraph in Kiddushin. And the simple reading of the pasuk is, our verse is linked to the passage that follows it. Shamokha Achuzaso, when he sells his ancestral heritage, Rosh HaLagolah can redeem him after 2 years after 2 years of the sale. O Kurobov, and Okecha Cholakwa Kim, or resulted from the buyer cannot prevent it from buying, from redeeming that as well. And if your brother becomes impoverished and he sells his ancestral heritage, Uvagoloh HaKarov Elov, and his redeemer, who is closest to him, shall come. Uvagolos Memkar Achiv, and he will redeem his brother's sale. A person can't sell his field unless he has pressures of poverty. But not all of it. Meaning he should still leave some of his field for himself, even though he has to sell. When the buyer cannot prevent him again from redeeming it. And if a person does not have a redeemer, but his means suffice and he acquired enough for its redemption. Rashi says, There's a Jew not had redeemers or relatives. Ella gol yuchal min karo. Rather, a redeemer who's able to redeem of which the seller has sold. And that's why there's no one there, because he can do it himself. Pasuk chav zayin. V'chishav es shnehem em karo. You have to calculate the years of selling. V'hishav es odif l'ish asher machor. Then you have to return the excess and then he sold it to. V'shavem v'chus esad. Then you should return to his ancestral heritage. Rashi says, v'chishav es shnehem em karo. Meaning the seller would ask the buyer the following. Kama shanim hayu ad hayobel. How many years from now until Yobel? Kach v'kach. And the buyer replies, this and this amount of years. How much did I sell it to you for? For this amount. So then the calculation is as follows. Also, that I sell half of Yovel. You were destined to return it to me anyway during Yovel. Nimtes kona mispartivos kfi chashmakol shana. So there was a certain number of crops according to the total number of years that that's how much you bought it for. Achatel, so and you consumed the shalshan and rabbar and you already were there for 3 or 4 years. Hotzias tbeim and achashmak, so you deduct that from the total price. But also, sharing, you return the rest. And that's the verse that the pasuk says. You have to return the excess of the price of the purchase price over the amount that the buyer bought, the years that he was working and eating the produce for. And he should give it to that remainder to the buyer. He's the seller who came to redeem it, the original seller. He's not coming to redeem it. If it is not the sufficient sums to repay it, and it still shall remain in possession of the purchaser until Yovel. The person will return to his inheritance. Rashi says, "Dai hashiv lo, mikan she'in gol l'chatzoim." You cannot redeem in fractions; it's all or nothing. That's what this idea of diamonds is not for the entire thing. You should not enter into that year at all. Because from the beginning of the year, that's when Yovel cancels. And that's the Shemitah, which has its debts at the end of the year, canceled.